You don't know. Hey, listen. When me and Joey and Jordan and John, Nikki and Ricky, Tiki and Tavi, when I used to go with all the new kids on the block down to the local wing place.
Hey, my podcast already.
Shit. I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original.
The right stuff. Welcome out to the original Gordito podcast. I couldn't sing anymore. I know it wasn't the record. It was me, YouTube, no copyright infringement.
That's please. My jam though,
I know I sounded like, I don't know who's. Joey? Is that one of them? That was one of
that
them, right? There's
them.
A Joey.
Yes, there's
in there?
A Joey. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Do you know any others?
Let's see, because I went. I went. I've
you
gone.
Did. You sat right next to me while I was dancing my little heart out.
There's Joey.
Oh, uh-huh.
Donnie.
Yes.
Jordan.
Uh-huh. Chris.
Chris? There's a Chris? Okay.
And is that it?
I don't know. I want to say an Aaron. Five? Is there an Aaron?
Wait, did we say five? I stopped counting. Okay,
or
go again.
Jake? I feel like there should
no,
be a Jake.
No, there's not a Jake.
There's not a Jake?
No, a it's Billy. Not Jake Ryan. Start over.
Bobby, Ricky, Tommy.
Oh, the one that I loved.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
I had the biggest crush on Lance Bass.
Lance was I know Lance wasn't in New Kids.
Oh shit!
I Lance, you see?
Wow, where did I go for a second?
All I know is we are confusing the hell out of the listeners right now. They're like, "Am I listening to
because
the right
I was
podcast?
Thinking,
why is this?
Oh
why are they
gosh.
Talking about New Kids on the Block?"
For real? Where did that come
for
from?
For a minute. It's gonna be that. It's gonna be that
best.
Kind of episode of the original. They're like, "Am I?" Honey, is your phone is your phone hooked up to the car?
Because I don't know what the hell I'm listening to.
This cannot be the original Gordito podcast.
What episode are we?
You know what I'm saying? 135. Hey, I might not be a new kid on the block, but I still got it, baby. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, Mrs. Luna?
I'm doing fantastic.
How's the life in the world treating you these days?
I mean, this is after a long day of
working. Full disclosure. We're clear and transparent here.
Yes, we are.
This is since we've started back.
Yes.
This is about as close as we're cutting it.
Like so close
to the wire. Of release Wednesday, and I know last week. Hey, no apologies. Fucking stay mad, but I'm gonna explain myself anyway.
Explain yourself.
Last week the podcast came out late.
Mm-hmm.
That was my bad. Wow. I actually had it ready to go.
Yes, you did.
It's just that
we had recorded on time.
Right. It was just that I had my Valentine's show on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Great audience. Great turnout.
Yeah.
Got some unfortunate news.
Yes.
Right before that, it was a busy. I'll get to that in a second. It was a busy night.
Yes, it was.
I just wanted to go to bed. And the next day, I had to drive to Houston to do the What the Heat Said podcast.
That's right.
With Chingo. Mm-hmm. So when I got up in the morning, I didn't even think of uploading it. I was halfway out of town.
Mm-hmm.
As I was looking for a podcast to play on the way, I was like, oh, well, let me listen to our episode. You know, I like to give them a listen through once just to make sure. I don't know. What it's for my own peace of mind. Like, well, maybe only half of it downloaded. Or
right. You just want to make sure.
Something,
I get
nothing
it.
Went wrong. And not that I don't think like, I'm just like sitting in the car like
obsessed.
Listening to my own podcast. I am fucking hilarious, man.
And like, if you are, so what?
You know, but yeah, it was And that's when I realized I hadn't uploaded it. So, but I'm going to stay up after this.
Yes, you are.
To get this out. Because I want y'all to believe in the consistency of the OG.
That is our word of the year.
It's the OG guarantee.
Yes, it is.
Wednesday mornings.
Yes.
You know, and I think I'm liking Wednesday. Let me know if y'all are liking Wednesday.
Yes, please.
Because I feel like, as a podcast listener, I feel a lot of people either upload on Monday.
Yes.
Or Friday. Right? Mm-hmm. And while that's great, right? Because you got something to start your week with and end your week. Normally by Wednesday, depending how many you have on your cycle, you've run out of the fresh episodes. True. And so then, you know, and while it's great to go back and listen to some back episodes, maybe catch up on ones you missed or whatever. Sure. Sometimes you want something a little you haven't heard yet in the middle of the week. So we're just that little, you know, that little hump day podcast.
I like
little
it.
30 minute, you know, just to keep you going. Mm-hmm. As we go on, we might add more time, more different types of shows or whatever. But this is the closest we're hitting it at the wire. But we're gonna get this sucker out Wednesday morning.
Okay.
One way or another, I'm taking the challenge day off tomorrow because I got to go to San Antonio in the evening.
Yes, you
doing
do.
That Kenan Thompson contest showcase, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But more excitingly for me, I'm gonna drop in on another podcast up there, the Deuterman Homie Bro podcast.
Tell me about that.
I've done their podcast before, so I'm gonna be two times. That's what they call me. I'm gonna do their podcast a second time on Wednesday after the show. I'll go and meet up with them at their studio, and. And record and talk about the special, which I'm in that mode. Mm-hmm. I just last night I did Kuajenti's talk show. He has a talk show he started during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. He does it on Facebook. It's all through a live stream, and he'll have like six comics on there talking about different pop culture current event stuff. And it's really neat. He was able to put it together. Sometimes he has like musical acts and stuff.
I thought I saw someone playing streaming. A guitar.
Yeah, and it's cool, you know. I dug it. It was my first time on there. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, I wasn't on there necessarily to talk about the special, but at the end, of course, you get to plug your stuff. You know, and just trying to be visible like that. Of course, doing the podcast with Chingo. So I'm doing Deuterman Homie Bro. Did the Kuajenti talk show, and then next Sunday I'm doing another one with another local podcaster out of a comic that has a podcast out here out of Corpus, and just trying to stick to my word and trying to push the special out best as I can or organically, right?
It's a grassroots campaign.
Yeah, man, that's what we're doing with it. Don't forget March 10th, man. That's the date to catch it. I do have a couple of I brought stuff.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I figured why not? Because listen, you've been asking me.
Oh, ma'am. Who, me?
You've been asking me back before we even started back on the podcast.
I'm nervous.
You've been asking me to get a screen.
I did.
In here where you can where I can show you stuff.
I'm visual.
You're a visual person.
I am.
You're a visual learner. So I think that I've set this up where I can show you different things.
Dope.
So here's one. Okay. This is either gonna go great
or not at all.
Or it's gonna make our whole system explode.
I see a piece of it.
Yeah. That's what she said. Yay. We made that one happen. All right. So this is. And if I do it right, they can even see it.
It is to use everyday
here in the corner of our screen.
USB cords simply start the ignition and drive away. Now, both Kia and Hyundai offering solutions to owners as HPD issues stern warnings.
I go to my parking spot and there's glass everywhere.
Tykea Briggs is active on social media, but around Thanksgiving,
she
became part of a TikTok challenge she never wanted to join.
So I'm like, okay, at this point, someone stole it. Like, it's gone.
Briggs is talking about her 2020 Hyundai Elantra. Her story similar to what Houston police say is a growing number of Hyundai and Kia owners in our area falling victim to thefts as a result of a TikTok challenge where users demonstrate a simple way to steal the vehicles.
In the last 3 months, they have shown up in our top 10 stolen. and before that they really weren't. So you know, that trend has arrived in Houston.
HPD says it's working to track down anyone participating in the challenge and also advising owners to install advanced alarm systems.
They have ignition immobilizers built into them, so your car is practically impossible to hotwire.
Officials with Hyundai,
they're like, hey, go buy a new alarm system.
Security software that can prevent theft and offering free steering wheel locks to owners through participating law enforcement agencies.
Like the old school steering wheel locks?
Later, yeah. On the side of the road, vandalized with parts missing. Now, she's determined to make sure it doesn't happen again.
It shouldn't have to be like that, but it's like, in this day and age, in this time, like, you gotta prevent it from happening.
How about the lashes, though?
Brick says she does plan on getting that software upgrade, but in the meantime, she's got one of these wheel locks to help prevent that. You do know that.
No!
Put the glove.
No!
Get you a club! A club!
No!
Devin Clark.
What you gonna put a club on? A night?
That is insane. Their fix is.
The only thing you should put a club on is like a Cadillac Eldorado, or I'll go out and see. They're like.
Wow.
So it mentioned in there that Hyundai, did I say that
yes,
correctly?
You did.
Oh,
yes.
Look at that.
Yes.
Said that they're got an update coming.
Uh-huh.
But what I was like, their solution was just like, hey, until then though, like get yourself a new car alarm. Or something. Get yourself a higher-end car alarm that has an ignition kill or something. Listen, buddy, if I could afford a good car alarm, you think I would have bought a Hyundai Elantra? You think I have custom car alarm money and I'm rocking a Kia or a Hyundai Elantra? Did you catch this part? They're not even. Some places aren't even writing insurance policies now
because of that.
Because of it, it's tax season. If you buy a Hyundai Elantra, you ain't getting this shit insured.
You better not. You better go exchange it.
Shit!
Wow.
This is horrible.
Wasn't I talking to you about a Kia the other day?
This is horrible news.
That's awful.
What a design flaw.
And the fact that someone decide, let's make it a challenge.
With a USB cord, they can do it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
You see this flash drive right here? Might be turning in my PowerPoint presentation. Might be fixing a Jackie ride.
Wow.
Who knows? Who knows?
Hey, wow. We do not.
You can't trust nobody.
Mm-mm. Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. The club, everything. And you know, God bless this news station, because they could not have interviewed a more Hyundai Elantra type person. Like, if you showed me a picture, I'm not knocking her. She's a beautiful woman, right? But if you showed me her picture and said, what kind of car does she drive?
That's what your guess would have been?
I'm not saying it would have been my first guess. It would have been in my top three for sure.
Okay, what would have been the first?
I might have guessed a Nissan Altima. I was picking up. It might have been the chopsticks in the hair. I was picking up a little bit of Chrysler 300 energy, too. But definitely Hyundai Elantra. She had that 300 energy. What can I say? You know, could have been the lashes. Could have been the chopsticks.
A combination.
Could have been the blonde hair dye. Which is orange. I've always found that when it's like your hair doesn't take. And you keep doing it, and you see the orange hair, and you're like, no, this is not exactly what I was going for, but
a rocket,
yeah,
we're
going with it. Like, you clearly wanted your hair blonde, and it came out orange, and you're like, close enough.
It worked.
Close enough.
Oh, God. That's funny.
You know?
But that sucks, though, for real. For her.
Yeah, that well you know, they're working on it. But until then,
use the club.
You can either use the club or get or get an upgraded security system.
Tax season.
There you go. Tax season. Hyundai Elantra scales about to plummet. This is what the mainstream media is not talking about, right? Because they don't want it to affect the sales of Hyundai Elantras.
Exactly.
And I didn't catch I think it was just a particular Kia. Mm-hmm. There are some nice Kias out there.
There
are some nice Kias out there that you probably can't steal with a flash drive or whatever. Whatever it was that they were saying.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah, man. Let's keeping it pushing because mm-hmm. I got more. I came
you got
with
more. Ooh, I'm excited.
I'm like let's do this. Yes. All right, if we're doing it, let's do it. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, let me do this one next
because then
the next one the last one I'm not gonna mess with this mid show. But we got through one. Yes. Okay. Anyway, these parents tried to do a hack getting their son on roller coaster rides at Disneyland.
Uh-oh.
He was short. He's a little kid. He's a thrill-seeking little boy. Mm-hmm. And that they wanted him to be able to ride the ride. So they gorilla glued the bottoms of a bunch of flip-flops and other stuff to the bottom of his shoes.
What?
So that he would be tall enough to ride the rides.
Uh-huh. And, like gave him platforms?
Basically made him his own platform shoes. And then the internet happened. Okay. Apparently they whoever this genius was didn't think that anybody was going to have an issue with this of you getting an undersized child on a roller coaster violating the whole reason for the height requirement.
And
of course then the backlash happened, and of course now the guy's trying to like backpedal and be like, oh, I was just joking, like he was tall enough to get on the whole time. What? And like makes another video of him measuring his son and bullshit.
What's the time difference between
here's the thing, you can't lie on the internet. There are full-on FBI agents TikTok.
They will look at that shit
if they find your shit and you're on some bullshit. They will rip you apart. Yes. and do a deep dive.
Those
research. Did you not see Don't Fuck With Cats?
Those armchair detectives
are out there, man. They got nothing to do.
Nothing.
They got work from home jobs or they're on disability. They will get on the internet and they will fucking CSI the fuck out of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fuck around on the internet, man.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it worked though. He got to ride the ride.
Well, they never. Here's the only thing that I'm looking into it too much more myself because I'm no armchair detective. but there was no ever actually any video of him on the rides, right? So he could say he was just capping.
Sure.
Hey man, look, you don't even see him on the ride. We can take him on the rides.
Yeah.
Unless someone has like a pick cut, you know. But hey, if it's out there.
It'll be found,
dude. So they'll find some picture of the kid in line, someone else will be taking a selfie and they'll zoom in, and over there there's a little fucking kid,
yes,
fucking
on the dad's shoulder,
on the dad's shirt, pulling this shit down, like.
Ah, yes.
You're like, yes. We got him. He did take the kid on there.
Oh, I cannot wait for them.
The kid's name was Cannon.
Cannon?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay, Cannon.
Hey, like, I'm not going to say. You guess what ethnicity this family was, okay? I'm not going to tell you. Not racist. But... they had a kid named Cannon. They're apparently the type of people that believe that rules apply to everybody but them. Rules should be followed unless it's a rule that I don't like.
Exactly. I've heard of those people.
They got roasted. Someone was like, his name's Cannon. He's going to get launched out of that seat like one. There's safety precautions.
For a reason.
For a reason.
I don't mean to laugh, but...
And I don't know why you feel privileged enough.
Privileged.
That your kid... okay, fine. People don't like the word advantage. Can we say advantage? Like there's advantage. A handicap in your situation. Like why you feel like certain rules though imply, like, for instance, I was at Whataburger today and saw a full grown man throw a hissy fit and throw a cup. Not at his wife. Well, yeah, at his wife. He didn't hit her.
What?
He didn't hit her. Then I would have said so. He threw it in her general direction in front of her. Like I said, threw a hissy fit.
Like a child. Like a big man child.
Like a big man child out in public.
Wow.
And there was a cop directly behind him.
Shut up.
No, exactly behind him. And the cop just kind of like stood there in disbelief for a second.
And he said something.
And he shook his head and continued to wait in line. And listen, I'm not going to use the P word.
All
right, don't be like Javi's out here.
No.
Saying the P word. I'm not going to call it privilege. I'm just trying to say, if I had done that...
That cop would have been on you so fast.
I mean, we would have at least had a conversation about.
Yeah, like he'd been like, "Hey, man, what's going on?"
About
what's
it. The problem? He wouldn't have just chuckled and shook his head for sure.
No way.
For sure.
Or he would have at least walked over and been like, "Is there a problem here?"
Yeah. Well, hey, or at least, hey.
Yeah, something. Hey. Like we need the dog. But they're just gonna head shake.
That's a fucking that's a sound. That's a sound that apparently we're supposed to make at our dog.
Yes, we are.
When we only read the first 5 pages of the doggy training book.
We're so bad.
But we got
the training.
But apparently
book.
We're supposed to go. Ah!
But it works.
Our house just sounds like we're sounds like we're playing Operation.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Very badly.
We're losing all our place. Because she's into everything, this puppy.
She's horrible.
Oh man. But it works because once you at her, she stops.
It works, man. Calm down. We got y'all anxious.
Because we talked about the other dog. We talk about him.
Oh, is that Dookie?
Yes,
look at you.
Oh, he's
look
so
at you.
Jealous.
He doesn't even have asthma. He's just
jealous.
He's just figuring it out. He's like,
oh, I get attention.
He does have anxiety, though. Yes, I think we just got him anxious with the ang. Look, he's calmed down. He got some pets from mama. He's good.
That was funny.
Dookie's our wounded
yes,
bird.
Yes, he is my poor baby.
He's a big old softy.
Yes. Oh, like he's like, oh.
Okay.
We're sorry.
He's like, stop talking. He goes, I didn't agree to be on this show. Don't you got some, other things?
Form.
Don't you got some other stuff to talk about other than me? Don't you got some shows to promote? As a matter of fact, I do. Not,
all right, tell
not
me.
Only am I going to be in San Antonio tonight for Upstage Comedy Club at the Kenyon Thompson Presents, whatever the hell it's called. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, April 6th.
Okay.
April 6th, that's a Thursday night at East Austin Comedy Club for the Border Laughs Comedy Night.
Nice.
And then, of course, I'll be back in San Antonio May 5th for the Gordito de Mayo.
I am so
at
excited.
Upstage Comedy Lounge. It's going to be my second time performing there. Last time it was kind of like on a fallout, kind of they needed a quick headliner kind of situation. So I'm excited to actually be able to promote this show and hopefully... if you live in San Antonio, have seen me before, want to check it out. It's going to be a lot of new stuff because, of course, the special will be out by then.
True.
So starting to roll out a lot of that new material that I've developed. And then going back to some of the old stuff that didn't make it this time around that's still usable. So you'll see a nice mixture of a classic hobby and kind of where I'm going with it next.
Very cool.
And And yeah, and of course, please continue to like and share and subscribe. You know, the podcast. We drop the comments; those all valuable comments. And we're getting growth on YouTube now, woo-hoo! Thanks to finally got off my ass, started posting shorts. I'm trying to do all the stuff that I should have been doing a
long time ago, years ago.
But we're getting it done now. Nice. So yeah, check that out. And then let's go ahead and ma'am, jump into your article.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I surprised you by bringing my own.
You did. I'm excited, though. I loved that, by the way.
So we'll get the hang of it a little bit to make it a little bit smoother so they were not wasting time transitioning. But yeah.
I hope it works out.
Yeah.
Okay, so my article is titled, it's from the New York AP, by the way. How the Boneless Wing, in quotes, became a tasty culinary lie. So you know that immediately grabbed my attention. So one day in 2020, at the pandemic's height, an earnest-looking man with long hair the color of buffalo sauce stepped up to the podium in Lincoln, Nebraska to address his city council during his public comment period. His unexpected topic, as he framed it, it was time to end the deception. I propose that we as a city remove the name, quote, boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts, said Ander Christensen, who managed to be both persuasive and tongue-in-cheek all at once. We've been living a lie for far too long, he says. With the Super Bowl at hand, behold the cheerful untruth that has been permeated upon and generally with the blessing of the chicken-consuming citizens of the United States on menus across the land, a boneless wing that isn't a wing at all. While many wing connoisseurs argue that the wings need a bone to impart a special taste, the ongoing success of the boneless wings has proven there are plenty of boneless wing diners, Super said in an email. So why is this? Why am I talking about this? Well, part of this, or why is this the case? Excuse me. Part of this is because the boneless wing summons a powerful backstory. And I know you like history, so that's why I chose this. Here we go. Says Christopher Kimball, the founder of Milk Street, a company whose magazine and instructional TV show helps people cook and teaches them about food. So he says, most people have no idea where any of this stuff comes from. You can blame the food companies, but we're buying it. We accept it. We embrace it. And what does it really matter, you say? They're delicious. They're convenient. So why poke into things that pair so perfectly with beer and make sports watching world a better place? Here's one possible reason.
Ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies.
Could there be a micro something of national willingness to accept things that aren't a part that are what they're supposed to be? And isn't that something that this country struggles with? Blah, 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 blah. So now we enter this boneless wing world.
Right.
And this is where I was going to pause for your comments thus far. I literally have paused for Javi's comments thus far.
Keep going. Because if this thing is longer, let's get
Here we go. Ready? Okay. Matthew Reed, who teaches advertising in Syracuse, says, it's not really wrong, but we are tricking people. The wing itself has gone from being an actual part of the chicken to being something that you can just sauce and eat with your hands.
Right.
So Christensen, that guy from earlier from the city council meeting, he says he has been on a wing crusade for years. It began when he was in college and he and a group of his friends had all just split with their girlfriends and suddenly they had extra time and money. And they started going to wing restaurants 3 times a week. And they began noticing that boneless wings were ordered with no sense that they weren't really boneless or that what they were purported to be. And so he says, I'm looking around saying, why doesn't anyone care? He started doing informal surveys, accosting people about their wing habits, including at one recent college football game. The vast majority of the people had no clue. Most people think it's part of a wing. Some think it's part of a thigh. A small group realized it's from a chicken breast.
No, everyone realized that.
He says only a small group.
No. I don't know what kind of scientific survey this fucking asshole did. And yet another article where, guess what? You don't, if you guessed what ethnicity this guy is, you'd probably be right. I bet he has a nephew named Cannon. I'll tell you that much. This guy. I bet he thinks that his son should be able to ride a roller coaster even if he isn't tall enough, because he's a thrill-seeking young boy.
Probably.
And I guarantee you he'd have no problem throwing a Whataburger cup at his wife in front of a cop.
Maybe.
Because, first of all, who fucking cares? I mean, I agree with you 100%. It's dumb.
Yes.
It's dumb. It's so dumb. Like boneless wings. No, you're not eating wings. You're eating sauced chicken, which is fine if that's what you fucking want. And I guess if you want to call it fucking wings, but unless you've never eaten chicken off the bone before.
Okay.
Or eaten different parts of the chicken, you know what chicken tastes like, what part of, you know what wing meat wouldn't hold together at that consistency. Sure.
Yeah.
It's juicier. When you bite into a boneless wing, it's drier on the inside. It holds together a little firmer. If you bite it, you can actually see your teeth marks in it. It's, you know what that wasn't. Wing meat. but for some reason, for marketing purposes, they're boneless wings. Okay. Yeah. You could just call it buffalo chicken if you really wanted to. But people still want to feel like they're eating wings because there's just something about, I think it's because people like saying wangs.
Wangs?
Wangs.
Who says wangs?
I say wangs.
I've never once in my life heard you say wangs.
Let's get some wangs.
Wow. Since when?
Girl, all the time. Beer. And football and wings, pizza and wings. You don't know. Hey, listen. When me and Joey and Jordan and John, Nikki and Ricky, Tiki and Tavi, when I used to go with all the new kids on the block down to the local wing place.
How often did y'all go?
Shit, all the time, man. A couple beers. Some wangs, as Donnie would say.
Oh, Donnie said it?
And Chris would say it sometimes,
and so
too.
Then you started saying Chris, it?
And then I'd say it too, shit.
You're like, why not?
Why not? Get some boneless wangs? No. I'm like, we don't do boneless. We're new kids on the block, not new bitches on the block.
Wow. They took it like that far.
It is. I will say that. I'll stand at that point. Yeah. If you're a grown-ass man eating boneless wings, I mean that's a little much.
Well, and his theory is we grew up on chicken nuggets. Uh-huh. And so as adults, we were like being fancier by throwing sauce on it and calling it a boneless wing.
Pretty much.
So yeah, that was his point. Chicken.
I don't like the boneless wing because I don't like the way buffalo sauce sticks to breading. I don't, even my wings, I hate breaded wings. Yeah. Don't bread my wings.
Yeah.
I want them deep fried. I'll even take them baked. I don't care. But I do not want them breaded. That's why I don't like Hooters. Hooters breads their wings.
Oh, really? I don't care for their
wings. Because then it just makes the sauce, all of the sauce just seeps into the breading and just makes it mushy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's pointless. The whole thing about a buffalo wing is supposed to have that crispiness and then the
meat.
The sauce around it. And the sauce sits on top of the skin, not soaked into the skin.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you understand
sir.
What I'm saying?
I agree with you.
So that I mean, there's a difference. Don't tell me they're the same thing.
Oh God, no, they're not.
They're not the same thing. You're eating chicken tenders in buffalo sauce, and if that's what you want to eat, by all means, eat that.
But don't call it a wing.
But I'm not gonna go to no fucking city council meeting. I'm definitely not going to do any kind of research. And I'm definitely not going to accost anybody. Do you even know what you're eating? Listen, when me and the other new kids on the block, when we broke up with our girlfriends, when that whore left me.
He didn't call them whores.
No, listen, he thought it. When that whore of a she devil ripped my heart out. And all I had was my friends and beer and wings.
Not wings, wings.
Wings. I'm not gonna let you come into this pluckers. Guy, the guy's very passionate about wings. I get it, but maybe, maybe, homie, maybe focus that energy on something that, unless you just have like a great life and he's just bored.
You know.
I think that's where some of this stuff comes from. Like, these people, like, maybe they got no problems, like, sure, at all. Like, you got no other problems.
I mean, look at all the time he spent.
This is what you've said. He must be like independently wealthy
to devote that much time
or something. Have a lot of passive income, and just be like, you know what I'm going to dedicate my time to. You know what I'm saying? I know there's war-torn areas, and I know there's kids that go to go to sleep hungry every night in America. Uh-huh. But this bonus wing bullshit just really grinds my gears. Uh-huh. You know, and I'm gonna do something about it. I'm not gonna just sit home like everybody else. All right.
I'm gonna take a stand.
Yeah.
Uh
huh. He's woke when it comes to wings. All right.
He really had nothing else to do.
I mean, they did say it was during the pandemic, and which, you know, listen, guys, there's a mental health crisis in this country, and if you need help, get help. Because maybe that was it. Maybe he just got so. It was in the pandemic. I want to say now that we've talked about it, I think I recall seeing something on this guy.
Oh, really?
On TikTok, because all the dumb shit ends up on TikTok. You can learn so much there. You can get your news. You can learn how to almost kill your kid on roller coaster at Disney World, and you can learn how to steal a Hyundai Elantra. All right, guys, that's the episode for the week. Thank y'all so much again. Don't forget to check out the special Javi Luna Not For Everybody on YouTube at LunaversalComedy.com, right where you are hopefully watching this podcast, March 10th. Until then, man, we'll see y'all next week. One love.